Blog Talk Radio.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised. healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Oh, on my heart. Everybody, just sing. Gotta mean it from your heart.
Connection. I am Apostle Elect Manuel Douglas, and along with none other than my lovely wife, none other than the co-host of this Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than the Prophetess Elect Kashima Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. We're just excited that you guys have joined us on this morning to be a part of what God is doing in this time, in this hour right now with us. We're just grateful that God has given us this opportunity, given us this window, this chance to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those that are lost, those that are looking, those that are searching, those that have a desire to become better at where they are and who they are and who they to begin and to know who they are in Christ. Amen. As always, guys, we want to start the broadcast off with a prayer and a scripture on this morning. So let us go into effectual, fervent prayer before we go any further. Lend me your hearts for a moment. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this chance. We thank you for, God, this moment in time right now, God, that you knew would be here before we got here. Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your unmerited favor. Thank you for your continual mercies and your continued graces. Father, our prayer tonight, this morning, God, is that you would touch the minds and the hearts of those that are under the sound of our voices. God, no matter where they may be at right now, in this place that they're in right now, regardless of what they may be experiencing, regardless of what their life may be like right now, Father, we pray this morning, God, that you would set the precedent in their life right now, God, that all things are working together for their good. I know that they may see one thing. They may look at it and see it going one direction. But, Lord, you are the God of the harvest. You will make that thing work for their good. And for that, God, we give you praise. For that, God, we give you honor. For that, we give you, Father, glory. And we say thank you in advance for all things being made well. Father, we thank you for stepping into the situation, stepping into the circumstance, stepping into their lives and showing them, God, that even in this, you are God and you are God all by yourself and that you can do anything. You can do anything. You can do anything. And they can do anything. They can do anything. They can do your scriptures, your word says. It says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So thank you, Father God, for them being able to do all things. And our prayer this morning, God, is that you would stretch out your mighty hand, God, and touch their lives, God, in a way like only you know how. Father, and give them the ability, God, to stand in the midst of the storm and in the midst of the rain and let them know that even though the enemy may try to be coming against them like a flood, Father, you will build up a standard against the enemy even now, Father God. And we give your name glory. We give your name honor. We give your name dominion and the mighty and rich and infallible name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Our morning scripture this morning will be coming from Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. Ecclesiastes 9 and 11, and it reads like this. I return to see under the sun that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to a man of understanding. Not yet favor to a man of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. Amen. Amen. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his great word, Amen. So listen, guys, we want to also make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. We thank you guys so much for partnering up with us that you do on a day-to-day basis. We want to say thank you to our missionaries and our pastors and preachers and all of those that that have put their hand to the plow to go overseas and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to convert those to come into the realization that life and life more abundantly is possible. It's possible. Only thing they have to do is just trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not to their own understanding in all their ways and knowledge to Christ Jesus, and he will make a way out of no way for them. Amen. So we want to say thank you to you guys. We are praying for you. We're also praying for those that you are that are giving their lives, that are converting from the different religions. And we're praying for them because we understand that their conversion is causing an issue. It's causing a ripple in the pond, amen, for them to give their life to Jesus Christ. But you know what? We understand that for Christ we live and for Christ we die. Amen. For Christ we live and for Christ we die. We have to understand that in the midst of this, God is able to do what he said he's going to do. And he's going to keep us and protect us and watch over us. And his hand of mercy and grace will sustain us as long as we stay in him and stay into what he said. His hand will stay the hand of the enemy. His hand will stay the plot of the enemy. He will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Amen. Amen. We want to go ahead on and just acknowledge those countries right now. We have the United States. We have Canada, Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, Jamaica, South Africa. We have Germany, Russia, Bulgaria, China, Hong Kong, Mexico. And we just picked up the United Kingdom. United Kingdom, welcome. Welcome aboard. We pray that this is going to be a long-lasting relationship. And our prayer is that something is said or done, not just to you guys that are to the United Kingdom, but to everyone that's listening. We hope something is said or done on the broadcast this morning that will encourage you, inspire you, and strengthen you on this morning. So listen, guys, we're going to do something a little bit different on this morning. We're just gonna go into some praise. How about that? We're just gonna go into some praise and worship on this morning. We're gonna praise and worship God on this morning. I'll come back at the end with something to encourage you on this morning. But we wanna give God the praise this morning. We wanna give God the praise. Amen. Let's give God some praise.
We worship. Now I'd like to see the hands of those in here tonight that understand that somebody can say, can you understand somewhere? Look at everything that you have. And they're saying to themselves, they say, I wish that I had.
I'm action intimidate you from praising God. When you feel that praise, I discovered, mama, that you can pray for me, but you can't praise for me. Because if you praise for me, you might leave some stuff out because you are family to me. Thank you. when you praise God. You drive the devil crazy. I don't want you to think that we just dancing and making noise just to make noise. But y'all, I was reading a few weeks ago, the Bible says Jehoshaphat was faced with a challenge that was more than he could deal with. He was outnumbered, but this is what happened, to make the whole story short. As they were on their way to battle, the Bible says Jehoshaphat put a praise team in front of the warriors. And as they were on the way to battle, they were praising God like they already had the victory. They couldn't even see the victory yet. But listen, y'all, when they got to where the war was supposed to start, the Bible says that all their enemies were already dead. They didn't have to shoot anybody. You won't hear God say it tonight, that while you praising God in his house, he's working out some stuff at your house. That while you praising God in his house, he's fixing some stuff. He's turning some stuff around.
Him.
Because God's trying to tell you, I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your name and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell them you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. through. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some. Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say I need a breakthrough. Come on, get your Bible. You need a get your Bible.
Let's go. on to God. This is how we have church in the Pentecostal church. Belong to God. That's why I don't get upset when people say I'm not going to make it. Because power belongs to God. High five somebody and tell them, don't you let nobody tell you you can't make it. Because power belongs to God.
Head bowed and body bent. Lord, I want to thank you that last night my bed didn't become my cooling board. And oh, God, I just want to take a minute to tell you thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you kept me when I didn't know how to keep myself, God. And I thank you that you never left me and you've been with me every step of the way. Lord, if nobody else brought a thanksgiving in their hearts, I just want to tell you much obliged, sir. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for every day that you brought me out. I'm grateful for every moment that you wrapped your loving arms around me. I'm grateful for every time you regulated me and kept me in my right mind. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm so grateful right now. I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for food on my table. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you that I got up this morning and I had a roof over my head. I remember, I remember, I remember. I remember how we used to say, I woke up this morning with my mind and it was stayed, stayed on Jesus. And Lord, I don't need. I don't need no rocks crying out in my place. But Lord, you've been so good to me. I cannot tell it all. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for being my way maker. Thank you for being my burden bearer. Please, please, please. Oh, please excuse me while I check off my list. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for shielding me. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for bringing me. Thank you for lifting me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for raising me up, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you've been a way maker. Lord, you've been my rock in the weary land. Lord, you've been my shelter in the time of storm. Lord, you've been my way maker. You've been my rock. You've been my redeemer.
Lord, I just came to ask you to have mercy on us. I just need you to stop by the sanctuary today and touch those who are sick in their bodies. Touch the man, the woman, the boy, or the girl that came in with confusion or emotional depression. Lift them up and restore unto them the joy of their salvation. Lord, I just want to take a minute and make our request known. We need the Holy Ghost to make himself visible in this house. Send a glory cloud that sets down on every section, every row, and every seat in this place. Send your glory that liberates our thinking and reminds us of who we are and whose we are. Send your power that gives evidence of our confidence that our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord, we thank you in advance that you're sending a fresh wind that's about to sweep through this household, and as a result, bloodlines are going to be put back on track. Finances are about to be changed around. Joy is about to be restored. Peace is about to be reinvented. Thank you, Lord God, that the glory cloud is already descending. And as a result, nobody in here is going to leave the same way that they came. I plead, I plead, I plead, I plead. I plead, I plead, I plead, I plead. I plead, I plead, I plead, I plead. I plead the blood, 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 the blood. The blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I make a case against the enemy. Satan, you gotta release us. Satan, you gotta let our families go. You gotta let our children go. You gotta let our minds go. You gotta let our finances go. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We tarry before you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. And when we get to the other side of it, Lord, we promise to turn around and make this declaration that this is the Lord's doing, and it's just marvelous in our eyes. But because we know who we are and we know whose we are, we don't have to wait for our section to catch on. We don't have to wait for the people on our row to catch on. I don't need somebody else to validate what I've already believed him to do. So in advance, this is just for the real faith walkers. In advance, in advance, in advance of the job, in advance of the new house, in advance of the financial breakthrough, in advance of the healing, in advance of the restoration, in advance of the increase, in advance of the elevation, in advance of the new business, in advance of the new territory, in advance, we release a praise that makes the devil mad. We release a shout out that makes walls fall down. We release a praise. Open your mouth. In the future, you look better than you look right now. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. everything. Let everything. Oh, y'all act like you're not breathing. You ought to thank him that you got breath in your body, blood flowing through your veins, heart beating in your chest. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord shout glory. Let the grateful people shout thank you, Jesus. Let everybody that's expecting God to do incredible things shout, I'm ready. Slap three people high five and say, I'm going to get mine today. Somebody on the other side and hear that weed shake just a little bit and say, I told you I'm going to get mine today. My, 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 my. Hey. Come on, sound the war cry. Hey. Thank you.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you guys so much for staying on and listening to this moment of praise and worship and just thanking God just for just being God all by itself. We thank God for you guys and thank God for you partnering up with us and staying on the broadcast and listening in. Listen, guys, let me share this nugget with you this morning before we leave with you from you on this morning. Ecclesiastes 9 and 11 was our focal scripture that we read this morning. But I want to take a moment and I want to read to you that last portion that says this to us. It says this to us, but time and chance happeneth to them all. But time and chance happeneth to them all. I want to share with you just a simple thought, a simple thought this morning. Simple thought. It's not complicated at all. It's just this is what the Lord laid on my heart. Can I tell you about the time that time and chance came together at the same time? Can I tell you about the time that time and chance? Can I tell you about the time that time and chance showed up at the same time? We are in a place right now, ladies and gentlemen, where we have to realize and understand that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. It doesn't even matter the type of skill you have. It doesn't even matter what you have known or who you know. It's just the timing and the chance that God creates for us. We have to be prepared to walk through the doors that God has set before us. The book of Revelation tells us to say, behold, I set before you an open door. We have to be mindful that there are doors that God will close on purpose so that we can realize that there is another door that's open. We go through storms. We go through rain. We go through heartache. We go through pain. We go through our up days, our down days, our in-between days. We go through days when we don't always understand and know why we're going through and experiencing what we are experiencing. But we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. Now, I want to give you some really good advice while you sit here and listen to this as I share with you that when the chance is presented to you, when the opportunity is presented to you, when that timing is right, You will know it within your own heart and within your own mind. You will know it because it'll give you that inkling in your thinking. It'll give you that quiver in your shiver. It'll give you what you need to let you know, hey, this is the right place for me. We have to be real mindful. We have to be real mindful. We have to be real mindful that we don't move, number one, out of turn, and we don't take a chance that we don't need. Come on, I'm going to say that again. We don't move out of turn, and we don't take a chance that we don't need. God has already set some things in order because the Bible tells us simply, he says it like this. He says, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to an expected end. He said, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. It gives us all of these understandings that he said, I knew your end before your beginning. He knows everything about you before you get to where you need to go. We just have to learn how to walk it out. And the thing about walking it out, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just going to be real honest and upfront with you. That walking out part is the most difficult part of the whole thing. Walking this thing out, walking this thing into existence. Because, see, we can see a thing, speak a thing, but we ain't walked in it yet. This is where the faith come in. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Oh, my God. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. That now faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, it's tangible, it's touchable, it's a substance. You can put your hands on it, but it ain't showed up yet. But can I bless your life this morning? Can I give you something to give you what they call your giddy up and go this morning? Let me give you something that'll bless your life on this morning. God has a plan for you. He has already set some things in order and in place. Only thing we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is learn how to lean and depend on him. For it is in him we live. It's in him we breathe. It's in him we have our being. We cannot do anything without, oh God, touch the neighbor that's sitting to you. We're going to act like we're in church for a minute. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, say, you're going to make it all right. You're going to make it out of this thing all right. You're going to make it out of this thing all right. It seems like it right now. To be a little bit difficult. It seems like the tears that you are shedding right now is a difficult place. It seems like every avenue and every place that you're stepping in is a difficult place. But at the end of the day, watch this. Let me help you. At the end of the day, at the end, when this thing, when the rubber meets the road, when all roads end, come on here, when you come to the fork in the road and you're sitting there, God will give you the understanding of what direction you need to be going in. You got to just trust the process. Hello, lights and walls. I'm going to preach to y'all because I can't get no amen this morning. You got to learn how to trust in him, even though you can't trace it. It gets a little bit difficult. It gets a little bit complex. It gets a little to the point to where you're trying to figure out if God be for me, come on here, who can be against me? You start to doubt in your mind, but let me help you this morning and give you the understanding that you need. God has always been right there. He's just waiting on you to trust him in the most difficult places. Come on. You got to trust him even when you're not sure that you're not sure if this thing is going to work out. You got to trust him even though everybody then pulled out. Come on. You got to trust him even though everybody then walked away. You got to trust him even though the situation and circumstance, ladies and gentlemen, seems as if there is no hope. God is yet in control. I'm here to tell you. I'm a living witness. I'm here to let you know that he will. Listen, you got to thank God for the small victories too. Come on, let me bless you to your blessed place. Thank God for the small victories. See, because the small victories is what is the prelude to the big victory. Come on, you got to, if you're thinking for the small thing, come on, if you're thinking for the small blessings, if you're thinking for that small overcoming, he'll do a great, come here and let me help you. He'll do a great thing. He'll do a great thing. He'll do a great thing. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I shared this morning on our motivational moment Monday, on our motivational morning, I shared this with the people that sometimes some things we're not supposed to understand. Some things are designed not for us not to understand. Some things are designed not for us to understand. It's not. But watch this. But it always works for your purpose and pushes you to your promise. It'll work for your purpose and push you to your promise. You just have to learn how to trust the process. The process, ladies and gentlemen, is difficult. But the God that we serve is greater than whatever issue or circumstance we come across. For not only is he able, but he's well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. He will wipe the tears from your eyes. He will give you hope in your time of hopelessness. He'll give you peace in your time where you don't understand. And he will come into your life just when you need him. You just got to leave it all up to him. You got to leave it all up to him. And he will do it for you. Amen. Amen. And amen. We'll be right back.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
Draw me close to you. never let me go. I lay it all down again to you, see that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else can take.
Amen. Amen. We want to leave with you guys the Overcomer Scripture and the Overcomer's Prayer for this morning. Overcomer Scripture comes from Romans 10 and 9, and it simply says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. There is a safe place in our Lord Jesus. Those of you all that have been listening on this morning, you may have been in a very difficult place, very complex place, a place where you needed to be restored, empowered, refilled on this morning. We hope that this broadcast has brought you to that place on this morning. Because we do realize, we understand, ladies and gentlemen, we understand that some things that come in our life, we have to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We have to call on him where he may be found. But sometimes there's a difficult place. And we need to be restored, and we need to be strengthened, and we need to be pulled from that place. On this morning, my hope, my prayer, is that something was said or done this morning that caused you to have that switch to go off in your head. That you say, okay, now it's time. I have to walk in what I've been called to walk into. And if this is you, this morning, I want to extend to you this information. It's a very simple thing. It's not complex. It's not complicated at all. Only thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask God to move on your behalf. I'm going to recite that passage of Scripture once again. And I want you to receive it. Those of you all who want this thing, who wants to be restored, those of you all who wants to be empowered, those of you who wants to be given strength, I'm going to pray that prayer. And I want you to receive that thing, and I want you to walk in. So as I pray, I want you to just lift up your hands and receive what God has presented to you on this morning. Lend me your hearts for a moment. Gracious Eternal Father, we thank you for what you're doing even now, for your loving grace and your tender mercies. God, for those that are under the sound of our voice. God, the ones who have their hearts and they want to be closer to you on this morning. We extend to you this morning this great and mighty and powerful opportunity. We ask today, God, that you be God and be big in their life. Be constant and consistent. God, they found themselves right now in a place where they need more of you and less of them. So I submit to you, God, this individual. God, and as I pray for them, God, I remind you of your word that simply says that if they confess with their mouth and they believe in their heart that you died, your son, Jesus, died, and was raised from the dead, they are now saved. So I ask that you would pull them into safety now as they receive you as their Lord and Savior. And we thank you in advance for all that you do, for everywhere that you are, for every word that you have spoken to their life and into their ear right now that calls them to shift and to change and be transformed. Now, God, we pray for all of the pastors and preachers and judicial workers, Lord God, all of the men and women, God, across this country. Father God, our congressmen, congresswomen, our servicemen, God, our fire department, police department, God, our nurses and doctors that are working on the front line, our home health care workers, God, we pray for them. We lift them up to you, God. We say, fix it for them like only you know how. And for that, God, we give you praise. For that, we give you glory. And for that, we give you honor. And we bless your mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Guys, remember this portion of the broadcast is also brought to you by Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. Those of you all who are looking for that relaxing bath experience, you're looking for that cowgirl and take me away moment, you can get in contact with Lady Douglas. And did you do so by calling or texting the number 832-816-7997. The number again is 832-816-7997. Or you can go to her email, and her email is coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. That's coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. I'm telling you guys, you would enjoy this product. This is a fantastic product. This is one of those relaxing bath moments where you could just kick the kids out of the room and just enjoy that bath. I'm telling you, it will give you that rejuvenation that you need. Amen? Amen. God bless you. We love you so very much. We ask that you would continue to be a part of the family, to continue to be a part of what we do right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Continue to share the link. Continue to share the number. Tell the people to call in and they can ask for prayer, and we will pray for them right there on the spot. And that number is 832-816-7933. I'm sorry. That number is 563-999-3628. And then we're getting 563-999-3628. Thank you, guys. You have a fantastic day. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic day.
To you.